listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
To Val's Afternoon Tea. I'm delighted that you're going to join me for the next hour, and I hope that you enjoy some of the music or all of the music. We're kind of focusing on the 80s today, and I've got some requests as well. So we played you in with Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, for no particular reason, only that I've been listening to it recently, and I just think it's kind of a catchy song, and I thought you might like to hear it. So I've a few things to tell you on the show, nothing that I've been doing because I haven't been doing anything, the joys of COVID and everything like that, but I'll tell you some different things throughout the course of the show. And can you believe it's the last day in January? Mind you, it feels to me like it's been going for about 15 years. I don't know about you. I know the last time I spoke to you, I thought my next show would be in February. I was wrong. So here we are, the last day of January. The evenings are getting lighter. There's a grand stretch. So I say that every evening. And it's great to see a bit of daylight just after five. And we've had a few sunny days and we've had a bit of ice and we've had a bit of everything. So the joys of the weather. But hopefully February will be a nice month. And that we won't get any snow or ice, or, well, unless you like it, I suppose. It did give us something else to talk about other than the usual stuff, which I'm not going to dwell on. But anyway, I'm going to play two songs back to back coming up. And the reason I'm playing them is I had a very exciting week last week. I was just scrolling through Facebook, as you do, and a message popped up from somebody that worked for the BBC. And they'd seen some video that I'd taken of Ballinar, of Bleak Woods, and also of the River Moy. And they wondered if they could use it for a video they were doing about the inauguration of Joe Biden. And firstly, I was thinking, this fella's not from the BBC at all. So, you know, when you have alarm bells ringing, but then I did a bit of research and he was from the BBC. So a few emails backwards and forwards and some videos sent off. And there was my name on the BBC clip. And I was very, very excited. So the two songs are to do with that. If you follow me on social media, you'll see the video. I never thought I'd see my name on the BBC. So that was really, really exciting for me, just to have the two clips there. And they had a lovely segment, actually. They'd spoke to some students about the new president. So anyway, I'll play the two songs. The Sun Always Shines on TV by A-ha and Firework by Katy Perry.
Sun always shines on TV. like a plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work, make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Claim to fame being on the BBC. I don't think anything that exciting will happen again, but you never know. So it just goes to show you that you don't know who's looking at your social media channels and you don't know who's looking at your videos. So it was very, very exciting for me to see my name on the BBC. It was on the World Service programme and it was on BBC News as well. So as I say, it's up on my social media channels if you want to have a look, but you've probably seen it anyway. So it's great for the town, isn't it? Sure, it's just great to have, as I say, something else to talk about rather than the usual stuff. So what else do I have to tell you? Well, I've been busy doing different things, mainly Zoom meetings, and one of them was I'm on the board of the Sligo Volunteer Centre, and I love being on the board because when I started doing social media and stuff, it was in the Volunteer Centre, and it was it kind of gave me a chance to explore Facebook and things like that from a kind of community point of view. And I love the different community groups. There's so many of them and they're doing great work and they're really making a difference. So I was doing a Zoom meeting for the Volunteer Centre, and it was kind of given a few hints and tips about things I'd suggest that maybe they hadn't thought about. So it was very basic stuff, but it was lovely, and I really enjoyed the hour that I was on there. And I've a few new followers now on the blog from that, and one of them, Bernie, she listened to my last show, and she said she really enjoyed it. She loved the music. So I asked, did she want me to play a song for her? And she said, yes, she did. So this is her favourite song. And I've heard this song before, but I didn't know who sung it. So it's by a band called Liverpool Express, and it's from the 70s. And it's called You Are My Love. So this is for Bernie. She tells me that this is Paul McCartney's favourite song. So I don't know if that's true, but Bernie says it's true, so it must be. So this is especially for Bernie, You Are My Love.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
You are my love, you are the one that I adore. You are my love, you are what I have waited for. Oh, you are my love. Oh, you are my love. Oh, you are my love. You are my day. Change my winter into spring. You came my way, and then my heart began to sing. Oh, you are my love. Oh, you are my love. Oh, you are my love. Times are getting lonely. I was thinking only yesterday about the friends I thought I had, but no one ever came to call on, no one around to close the door on. Never thought that things would get that way. You are my love, you are the one I'll always need. You are my love, you I'd get down on my knees. Thank you.
talking about Zoom and everything like that, I was listening to a different show on the radio during the week, and it was really quite funny. It's, you know, the kids are doing the homeschooling and everything, and it was what kids are coming up with to kind of get out of homeschooling. I thought it was hilarious, and probably not something I should be promoting, but it was funny. So they were saying that one of the kids had put, he changed his name. So at the bottom of the screen, it had reconnecting. So the teacher didn't bother asking him anything because he thought that there was something wrong with the video and that he was reconnecting. And then there were another couple of ones where one of the kids had, he'd just done a video of him looking as though he was listening to the lesson, and he wasn't there at all. He just played the video. So I think that was brilliant. Inspired, like, he's a genius. Can you imagine in the future he'll probably be making loads of money and doing great, but maybe not so good with the schoolwork. And then there was another lad, and what happened was the teacher went out of the room. So he took a screenshot of the teacher's kitchen, and he was using it as the background of his room. And I just thought it was so funny. Like, so when the teacher was looking at him, he had the same background that she did. So I've heard of all different stories. I have to say hello to Olivia. I know her cats have been in her son's lessons, and the teachers keep telling him to move the cats. So I think, you know, it can't be helped. You know, you're at home and there's animals and things like that. I know when I was doing the volunteer centre Zoom, one of my dogs ended up being very needy and ended up sitting on my lap during the thing. You couldn't, like, if you were in an office, you wouldn't be doing that. But when you're at home, it's just totally different, and you just have to kind of get on with it. So anyway, the next song I'm going to play, I don't know why, I just like this one. And it's Auberge by Chris Rea. I think it just reminds me of aubergines, which I've been doing a lot of cooking with. If you're on Instagram, we have an account, myself, Lucy and Lawrence, and it's called Fab Food Island. So we've been putting up different bits of food. They've been following Veganuary, and they've been making all kinds of lovely things. So there's all different photos of food and things like that. So that's Fab Food Island. But anyway, this is Auberge, just because it reminds me of an aubergine, by Chris Rea. I actually don't know what auberge means or what it's about or anything like that, but here you go.
Twitch. Sometimes I swear this body's got a mind of its own. This is the naked truth. This is the light. There's only one place left to go. Give yourself one more break. You can tell by the look on his face that it just doesn't matter. 'Cause this is the naked truth, and this is the light. There's only one place left to go. We'll be right back.
what I'm saying, though I hear what you say. Think with a dagger and you'll die on your knees, begging for mercy, singing please, Mr. Please. Cause this is the naked truth, and this is the light, and there's only one place left to go.
Goes Chris Rea and his Auberge, whatever it's about. I'm going to have to Google that now because it's kind of annoying me. So you're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea. I'm sponsored by Mayo North and I'm very grateful to them for the sponsorship. And they've been putting up, as always, amazing photos, and they've been encouraging people to make lists of what they want to see whenever we can get back travelling again. Of course, we've no idea when that will be. But I've also been sharing photos as well of the different areas. If you follow me on Twitter anyway, and I'm Magnum Lady on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on the blog as well. So you can see some photos and they might just encourage you of places to go. I think the times we're in at the moment, it's kind of nice to look forward and, you know, think about where hopefully we will be soon. Well, we hope. I'm not going to go into the whole doom and gloom because anyway. But one of the things I was asking on Twitter, we were chatting away in the house the other evening, and it was like, what would you do if you won the lottery? So it got me thinking, what would I do? Like, what is the first thing that you would buy? And because I suppose we can't really go anywhere or do anything, I was like, what is the first thing I would buy? But you know what? It's really quite sad that I came up with this. I'd actually hire a skip, which is, that's really, really sad, isn't it? Of all the things, and it'd be like, yeah, I'd hire a skip because there's so much stuff. And you know, when you move house, it kind of moves with you. And some of this stuff has moved again and again and again and still hasn't been used. So I would just probably just recycle what I could and just get rid of the rest and have a good old declutter. And the other thing I'd love is a shed. And when I say shed, I don't just mean like a normal bog standard shed. There's a fantastic one I saw, and it's like this cabin, like a summer house thing. And it's even got like a bathroom in it, and you could have like a settee in it or something like that. So I'd love that too. But as I say, that's really sad. I know if you'd have asked me this probably this time last year, I would have been going on holiday and I would have been doing this, that and the other. Oh, I'd kind of like my teeth done. That's a bit sad as well, isn't it? My teeth are a bit wonky. I'm probably too old now for braces or something, but I don't know. I'd kind of like something done to them. But anyway, so there you go. That's what I'd do. So then I started the topic of conversation on Twitter and I asked my followers, what would they do? So I have a really long list. Everybody came up with different things, but there are a few that were the same. So a lot of people said they would get vaccinations for themselves and their family and everything like that. So Susan said she would buy a pharmaceutical company. Lucy said she'd buy anything and everything. Tressa said she would buy a house, but in this house she would have a whole room with books. So after the next song, I'm going to tell you a few more suggestions that people came up with. So I have to play something to do with the lottery, don't I? And I don't think there is a song to do with lottery. So this is Money, Money, Money by ABBA.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
I work all night
That was Money, Money, Money by ABBA. And we're still on the lottery theme, what people would do if they won the lottery. As I said, I'd get a skip and a shed, which, oh my goodness, can you believe it? I'll probably listen back to this and go, what was I thinking? But I suppose off the top of my head, that's what I came up with. So I'd also give money to charity. I'd love to give money to like an animal charity or something like that. Actually, I'll probably end up with a farm and a load of animals. You never know. So some more suggestions. Vanessa said she would buy a house in Paris. Elaine said she would buy a house on Inishman. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Barbara from Well Expo said she would buy an island. I said, she's living on an island, isn't she? But not this island, probably another island all on her own. Who else have we got now? We've got Patrick, who said he would buy a politician to sort the taxes out. Tommy said he would buy lottery tickets for all his friends and his family. So I hope if he wins, he remembers me and he'll buy me a lottery ticket. Katrina said she would fly all her family, her brother and his family back from Australia. I don't know for good or whether it's for a holiday. She said, obviously, this is when COVID is gone and she's able to do that. So I said, well, you never know. It's great to have these ideas in your head. Lynn said she would buy a car, but she doesn't want a new car. She would just buy a second-hand car. Would be nice enough for her, but probably a newish one. And there's someone I follow, I don't actually know his name, so he's called Jedi Polar Bear, which sounds very interesting. He said he would buy a brand new Ford Focus. Actually, talking of cars, I've seen a Toyota Yaris, I think, is it? A hybrid. Anyway, I'm gone right off tangent, but I'd probably buy one of them too because they're really sporty looking. So, and who else do we have? Finally, we have Angela, and she said that she would buy a personal chef. Well, I suppose the services of a personal chef, because she said she usually loves cooking, but she's been doing so much of it. She's had enough of it now and she lives too far away from any takeaways. So that's what she'd do. So they could just cook lovely dinners for her and she'd be happy out. So anyway, that was the story of the lottery and what people would do. So we've got another request coming up, and this one is for Blonnet. I met her when we were doing Sligo Acts, and we were doing that. It was really funny, actually. It was through the Hawkswell, and they were looking for people that wanted to have a go at acting. And we did this miming scene. It was great because we didn't have to learn any words or any lines or anything. And we had such fun. I think there was 8 of us in the group, and it was really, really funny. It was great to be part of. So I met her then, and then we've done an art class together online. So she asked me to play Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. So this is for Blonnet, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're rocking out to it. that was Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana for Blonard, and I hope she enjoyed that. And I have fond memories of our acting times together. We did have some laughs. It was great fun. It really was. If you get a chance to do something like that, have a go. And speaking of the Hawkswell, actually, they're giving away their seats, which sounds very random, but they're actually doing up the place at the moment. So if you've ever wanted some cinema seats or theatre seats or anything like that, they're giving them away. They may have homes for them by the time this programme goes out, but if not, contact them. I think, imagine if you had room, you could have a little home cinema and you could be watching all your Netflix with your cinema seats. So talking of Netflix, I'm still watching How to Get Away with Murder. They're still getting away with murders, or struggling to get away with murders. But I've also started watching, I was reading Ricochet on Twitter. He was saying he's been watching this sitcom. It's an American one and it's called Superstore. So basically it's in like a Walmart or something like that. So I've started watching that and I'm 3 episodes in. They're very short. They're only about 20 minutes long, but it's actually quite funny. So I'm enjoying that. It's like a bit different and a bit of escapism. So we're going to go back to the music, but before we do, there's a story to this one, because the only thing really I've done is visit the vet a lot. Not for me, but the dogs, obviously. Between one and the other, I've Pugly and I've Rocket Dog, and I know I've told you about them before. They're both rescue dogs. But the other week, Rocket took ill, and honestly, I thought that he was having a stroke. It turns out he wasn't. He had some kind of inflammation, but he was very staggery, but took him to the vets, and thankfully, like, he's flying around the place. He was only gone for the night, and he's back home. He's flying around. He's actually like a puppy. So this is for Rocket, and it's I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
You're listening to Val's Afternoon Tea on BCRFM.
Just like ice, and there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way, and if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped to win, you're stopping down the road leaving me again. You made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without. I'm
So that was I'm Still Standing by Elton John, and that's for Darren and Susie and all at the Whale Pet Hospital for taking such good care of Rocket and Pugly. Very grateful. Hopefully now we don't have any more vet visits, because it's really been like one in, one out. So great to see Rocket looking so well, and long may it continue, because he's an older dog now, and you know, it was very, very worrying and very upsetting, but he's grand. So happy out. He's just flying around the place and annoying Pugly, and that's what he does best. So what else do I have to tell you? I was telling you last time about the book club, Well Expo book club, which is on Facebook, and I finished our book, the January book, and it was Miss Benson's Beetle. I can't remember who wrote it, but anyway, I liked it. I didn't like the end of it, and I did think it was a bit long. But we've gone on to another book now, and I've forgotten the name of it, which is just typical of me. So it's by Una Mannion anyway, and I'm looking forward to that. I've read the first chapter and it has me hooked already. So if you are interested in reading and you want to join the Well Expo book club, it's on Facebook. So anyone can join and pop along and have a look. So you'll be able to see what we're reading next. So I'm going to play two songs back to back. I like both of these songs. The first one is Side by Travis, and the second one is a bit of a guilty pleasure for me. It's Cover My Eyes by Marillion, one of my favourite bands. So I hope you enjoy these as much as I will.
Sit you down and take you through. You'll realize one day, ah, but the grass is always greener on the other side. Neighbor's got a new car that you wanna drive, and when time is running out, you wanna stay alive. We all live under the same sky. We all wanna live, we all will die. There is no wrong, there is no right. This circle only has one side. Hard to live our lives in harmony, for fear of falling swiftly overboard. But life is both a major and a minor key. Just open up the core. Ah, but the grass is always greener on the other side. Neighbor's got a new car that you wanna drive, and when time is running out, you wanna stay alive. Same sky. We all will live, we all will die. There is no wrong, there is no right. This circle only has one side. Side, side.
Side by Travis and Cover My Eyes by Marillion. I really loved the Marillion one. I haven't heard it for a long time, so it's great to hear it again. And we're nearly at the end of my hour, so it's nearly time for me to say goodbye. But do stay tuned to BCRFM for the rest of the day. And there's loads of music coming up, all different topics, and it's just a real feel-good music station. And the next time I'm back to you, I'll be actually on Valentine's Day, so if you have a request that you'd like me to play, we'll probably keep it with the love theme, but I'd like to do upbeat love songs rather than that whole wishy-washy love song. So we'll have hopefully some nice ones. So do drop me a message if you'd like me to play a request, or just like me to say hello, or if you've got anything you want me to chat about, because I love hearing from you. And it's great actually this time that I had some people contact me, so I really loved that. So I'm going to play you out with You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon, and if there's time we might play another song, and if not we'll just play you out with this. So thanks to Jono for being my sound engineer, thank you to Mayo North for being my sponsor, and thanks to BCRFM for the airtime. I'll speak to you in 2 weeks. Bye.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy.